Tonight we gather in the quiet shadow of the cross. We are on the journey to the cross. We all are on our own journey because Jesus first took his journey to the cross for you and for me. And we gather to give thanks for that. And to go from this place as we continue to journey led by him. So Monday, Thursday, once again, it always feels different. You know, well, it's in the evening. I mean, that's true. It feels preparatory, almost. We talked about the somberness of the service, the contemplative side. The lights are softer. The songs are slower. The air seemingly is heavier. And yet, we know what tomorrow brings. And yet, before the nails, before the crown of thorns, before the darkness covers the land, Jesus gathers his disciples. Kind of one last time around the table. A simple table. In those days, it would have been probably ground. They were probably sitting. It's not a throne. It's not a pulpit. It's not a mountain. Although he will soon climb another mountain, a table. And that choice matters. Communion table. A Passover meal that has become a supper. Think for a moment about what a table represents. A table is where life happens. It's where families tell stories, where friends connect or reconnect, where laughter and tears are shared, and a table is where we are known, where we sit face to face. The table says, you belong here. You belong here. I want you to take some time tonight just to ponder that. I like the word ponder. Have you noticed? I've used it 17 times already. Ponder. Mary pondered in her heart what Jesus, who he was and what he was doing, what his mission was. Surely we can. I want you to think about the tables that you've been a part of in your past, where you're presently around, and where you will be. Jesus could have chosen any setting for his final moments with the disciples. He could have taken them to the temple. He could have led them up to another mountaintop. He could have gathered them in a quiet garden, although soon he will be going to a garden. Not necessarily too quiet, at least at the end. But he chose a table. Significantly, because at the table he wasn't just giving instructions, he was giving himself. Tonight, as we come to the Lord's table, it's his table, we are stepping into that same moment. The Apostle Paul encourages us from his letters. He said, as often as you do it, meaning come to the table, and take communion, as often as you do it, remember. Take time and remember. We're sitting where the disciples sat, you and I. We are receiving what they received. We're being welcomed by the same Savior who eagerly desired to share this meal with them. He now shares with us. Here's the text from Luke. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table. He said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you, I will not eat again until it finds its fulfillment in the kingdom of God." And after taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among you, for I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took the bread, he gave thanks, he broke it, gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." Jesus tells them that night, tells us this night, I've eagerly desired. Jesus knows what's coming. He knows the suffering. He knows the betrayal. He knows the denial. He knows the abandonment. He knows the disciples' weaknesses. He knows their failures. He knows their fears. And still, he eagerly desires to sit with them at the table. That's grace. Jesus doesn't wait for perfect people to come to his table. He invites the broken. He invites the confused, the inconsistent, the ones that don't have it all together. He invites people like us. If you come tonight feeling unworthy, Jesus says to you, "I have eagerly desired to share this meal with you." This is for you. If you come feeling tired, Jesus says, "Come and rest at my table." If you come feeling guilty or ashamed, Jesus says, "My grace is for you. It's for you." This table is a place of grace. Jesus takes bread. It's ordinary bread. But he gives it extraordinary meaning. "This is my body, given for you." He takes the cup. It's ordinary wine. But he fills it with eternal purpose. "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." Now, a covenant's not a contract. A contract says, if you fail, I walk away. Covenant. Even if you fail, I remain faithful. This covenant's not based on our performance, but on Christ's sacrifice. Martin Luther wrote this. He said, "The sacrament is the gospel. It's the promise of Christ. It's given for you for the forgiveness of a sin, of your sins. It's all gift. It's not a symbol of forgiveness. It's not a reminder of forgiveness. It's the promise of forgiveness placed in your hands. At this table, Jesus gives us more than bread and wine. He gives us Himself. Something happens when we come to this table. Not magically, but mysteriously. Not symbolically, but spiritually. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, Christ nourishes us. He strengthens us. He anchors us again in His grace. Think of it like the meals maybe that you've eaten throughout your life. I know this is true for me. You may not remember most of them. Yeah. You may not recall the menu or the conversation. But each of one of those meals nourished and sustained you. Each one, we could say, kept you alive. In the same way, you may not remember every communion service you've ever attended, but Christ has used each one to feed your faith, to strengthen your hope, and to remind you that you are His. We could say that this table shapes us. It forms us, transforms us, because here Christ meets us. So Monday, Thursday, it's not only about gathering, it's about going. After the meal, Jesus rises from the table and walks toward the cross. He journeys to the cross so that we can journey towards ours. He shares with us tonight, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. So after we receive communion tonight, we rise and we walk into a world that's wet and snowy, but it's also a world that needs grace, and they need Jesus. We go as people who have been fed, as people who have been forgiven, as people who have been loved. The table sends us out as carriers of Christ's mercy. So tonight you're invited to the table of Jesus. Not because you are worthy, but because He is gracious. Not because you've earned a place, but because He has prepared one. Not because you have it all together, but because he holds it all together. At the table with Jesus, we receive grace. From the table of Jesus, we carry grace. Come to the table. Come and receive Christ. Come and remember his love. Come and be strengthened for the journey ahead. Father, thank you for the table where you are present and you invite us to, not based on anything we've done, it's all based upon what you have done and who you are. Thank you for the invitation. And we come to receive tonight from you. In Jesus' name.